Hey, my name is Dr. TK, and on this podcast show, we will uncover abundant tools to help you become the CEO of your business and your life. I am a mom and wife who merged my knowledge as a clinical psychologist and professor for over 20 years into building a multi-six-figure mental health business and seven-figure digital product business, serving others and doing what I love. Now, I believe that you can make a wildly abundant living unapologetically while also dreaming big, enjoying life, and making a huge impact in your community. This is the Therapists Deserve Abundance Podcast. Hey, 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 welcome back to the Therapists Deserve Abundance Podcast. This is your host, Dr. TK. So I am really excited to record this podcast episode. We just wrapped up the Dope Therapist Academy, Manifest a Profitable Private Practice Bootcamp. And I just cannot wait to record this episode. And so let me just go ahead and jump into it. It is very rare that I will make a big announcement on my podcast. Typically, I'll do it on a YouTube Live, Instagram Live, via email, and all those things first, right? But I wanted to make sure that the dedicated podcast community heard this first, and you'll hear why in a second. So when I did a reflection recently over the last 10 years, this is leading up to the big announcement. Okay, I just want to give you a little bit of context. I've done some deep, deep reflection. And when I think about my coaching business, even before it was a coaching business, meaning when I was seeing one-on-one clients, kind of word of mouth, as I was growing and scaling my private practice and group practice, I have had a variety of one-on-one therapists as coaching clients. I've also had a wide range of group coaching programs, whether it be for a 30-day time frame, maybe CE workshops, or 10 to 11-month programs, even 12-month actually. I've created a host of self-paced courses, whether it be for therapists, for business coaching, or just general mindset. I love talking to the community via this podcast with over 400 plus episodes at this point. I have hosted over 20 DTA boot camps alone, and that excludes webinars. I've done a lot of boot camps, whether it be 5-day, 3-day, 4-day over the last 6 years. Actually 5 years. And then I've hosted over 30 CE workshops. And so the reason I'm sharing a little bit about my reflection over the last 10 years of doing coaching from behind the scenes to out loud in the public is that I've recognized that there has been something missing. Now, I knew that something had been missing for a while, but I did not want to just put a product together, launch it, and I'm not fully aligned with it. I wanted to make sure that what I put out, even if it was for a season, for a 6-month program or something, I just wanted to make sure that I would complete the process, right? And so because I knew that something was missing, I just, you know, asked my higher power, especially when I'm doing my morning prayer, and then I listen to either motivation, personal development, or, you know, music during workouts, I tend to get a lot of clarity when I go to the gym. And so in December, you know, I started shifting even what I chose to listen to through audio or video podcasts, especially in the morning when I was working out. And I would intentionally listen to things based on the season that I was in, and maybe the title spoke to me regarding maybe what my question was at that time. So in December, I had heard a podcast episode from someone named Jenna Kutcher, and she does a lot of things on personal development, in addition to just in general operating with the whole work-life integration model, which is what I love. And so she started talking about having a desire in her business last year with her team in conversation, and I'm sure in meetings, of going deeper and not wider. Now, I have talked about this on a previous podcast episode, but it just, you know, brought it to my attention again, and it made me just dig a little deeper, because you can hear the same thing over and over, but at some point it's going to hook and you may want to pay attention to it. So once I heard this episode in December, literally at the gym, because sometimes I have my notepad out on my phone, I had immediately recognized that I was already on the path of going deeper and not wider because I did not want to add just a whole lot of offers to my plate. I had just removed or retired or paused four offers for this upcoming year, 2024. So if you haven't heard, or maybe you're new to the podcast, I have had four programs or events or things that I no longer offer just at this time. It doesn't mean that they will never come back, but I just felt like the season was at a standstill. So one of them that I recently did a podcast episode on was my Elite Coaching Therapist Mastermind. That was a program that was run as a group for three cohorts, and the cohorts were not like 2 weeks. They were cohorts of 9 to 11 months, okay? So we brought a group of clinicians together with as few as 12, very intimate, up to 21. So we ran that program for a while, but I go into it in the past podcast episode. It's also on YouTube of why I chose to shut it down, or I'm gonna say pause it. I also had a membership recently, and the goal of the membership, I believe, was great. But what I realized when I started hosting the once a month calls was that I believed a lot of therapists were inundated probably with a lot of coaching calls. Some of them were already in our other community, and it was just a lot on their plate. We were dealing with inflation staying here, just coming out of the 2020 2-year stint season. So I just felt like for talking to the therapist, it was a lot on their plate, and a lot of them were burnt. So they wanted to watch the replay. They wanted to come to the live calls, but they just didn't have the capacity for it. And so I shut down that membership. I also stopped in 2023 hosting my VIP experiences, and instead I hosted my second conference with about 50 therapists in the room, and that was our second time doing a conference of that magnitude, but we pretty much just shifted the content from a intimate 8-person VIP experience that we would typically host in New York and in Vegas, and we opened up the seats for more people to come, but the same content, of course, but a bigger impact because you have more people that you're able to talk to, collaborate with, and connect with after and during the conference. So moving into 2024, we no longer have the mastermind. We no longer have that particular membership. We no longer have the VIP experiences for now. We did not put on schedule to have a conference. So I started feeling a weight being lifted off my shoulder because it was like, okay, you're going down the right path, even though it feels scary, to be honest. It feels weird, but I know firsthand that less is more. That's something that I teach my clients. Less is more. Now, I also did some observation when I'm thinking about what is missing. I did some observation about what was attracting therapists to my content and what topics were they more leaning toward. And every single time I would talk about streams of income, it would attract literally for boot camps or just lives, thousands of leads on my email list, thousands of people for a boot camp. And what I came to realize, especially during a boot camp that we did in March 2023, and then of course it came up again when we were at the conference, plus just talking to my clients in other programs, is that they are very attracted to the idea of having another stream of income, adopting the mindset and business model of one to many, meaning not all of their services have to be one to one, even if that means you want to have group therapy in your individual solo practice. But one of the things that I'm really good at is highlighting systems and organization in the infrastructure of your business. So what that came to the conclusion of for a lot of the therapists, even the ones that come to our boot camp and they do all the assessments that we give them along with the conversations, is that if their first stream is not streaming, whether that be a job and they're living, you know, month to month, some of them are living above their means even before they open up a business, let alone having a part-time or full-time, for example, private practice. If their first stream is not streaming, the next thing that they're going to add to their plate, or for some of them, multiple things, because they say, I'm a multitasker. I'm like you. I'm a manifesting generator. That's in human design, which means that I'm made to have my hand in multiple pots. But just because you're made to do that doesn't mean that you should do it at the magnitude and stages or pace that you do it, right? So you can add one thing at a time and build the systems for it. So what I started seeing happening is that some of their streams of income right in front of my eyes were burning down and crashing. Now, what I also realized is that when I would want to talk openly to them, our mastermind students and our scale students, which are focusing on the whole one to many model, they were very open to telling us what was going on in their business on our group calls. And they also have me via Voxer. But the other programs would not tell me. My academy program just wouldn't tell me. Some of the bootcamp attendees would speak up, but those would be the ones that would join the DTA program. And then a few other people would say, these are the things I need to work on. I want to put DTA on my vision board. Bet, when is the next time it opens? Or I'm going to be licensed in 6 months. Bet, I'm joining at that time. Okay, cool, right? But a lot of them could not tell me what was going on. However, I follow a lot of my clients on Instagram. So based off the algorithm, if we're interacting with one another, I'm able to see everything. And I'm literally watching it, whether it be current clients or past clients. I'm literally seeing their business slow down, potentially burn down. I see questions that come up in Facebook, which is the point of the Facebook group. But I also see that there's a lot of, I'm gonna say jumpiness in marketing or lack thereof of consistency of your product or your service. So it's like, it's a lot of fear happening, imposter syndrome mindset happening, limiting beliefs happening. And that also puts people in the mindset position, financial, I'm sure as well. But where does that fear stem from? Where they go back to their 9-to-5 job. Now, I have not done a podcast episode on this yet, but I did go back to my 9-to-5 job as well. But I was only there for 43 days. I realized that I can make such a bigger impact and make way more money creating the business that I want to design. But I also know that not everybody's made to actually remain an entrepreneur. People can become an entrepreneur, but the question is, can you keep the doors to your business open, meaning you are building things to help your business run? So bottom line is, I knew in 2023, taking a deeper look at my clients, plus over honestly the last couple of years, I was like, what the heck, something is going on. So for 2024, I was like, okay, I want to listen more and I want to be more observant of what's going on right in front of me. People don't have to be in my program to talk to me. You don't even have to talk to me to talk to me, right? So from December to February, which is very unordinary, we had 3 boot camps. One of them was a webinar. Usually in December, we don't have a live boot camp. I like the way it went though, but typically we don't do that. Typically we have more of a, I'm gonna say a silent boot camp, where if you've been on our boot camp list all year and you didn't join DTA and you're still on my email list, then we will email you with potentially some type of special. We've done that 3 years. We didn't do it in 2022 though. We did it in the previous years. But it's very unordinary for us to have 3 open enrollment periods back to back to back. But we were experimenting with something to see how we wanted to maneuver our boot camps in 2024. Now, one of the things that we definitely switch, again, going deeper into what is missing, let me figure out, let me talk to these therapists, is we switch from doing a Facebook group for the boot camp to Telegram. And granted, Facebook has its perks. I can stream live over there. I can put a video over there. You can actually go and find things just a little bit more easier on a computer screen. But Telegram is nice because there's no barrier outside of you not having space on your phone. All you have to do is put in your phone number, create a free account, and you don't have to have a love-hate relationship with the platform. It's just you go in there because you know you're part of the bootcamp and then get off. Right? So in January and in February, we switched over to a Telegram group. And what we started to see was a deeper level of intimacy that we hadn't seen in Facebook, such as people actually using my encouraging words to leave a voice note. I told them I want to hear their thought process, because sometimes people are better at talking out their thoughts than writing out their thoughts. And some people are vice, you know, the other way around. I also recognize that more people had the opportunity to ask questions because, I don't know, it was something about it looking like a text thread maybe. But these are some of the common themes that I've seen, not just in the last 3 months, but honestly across the last like 5+ years. Imposter syndrome, fear of investing, and timing. Imposter syndrome, mindset, how they see themselves, fear of investing. DTA may be a lot of therapists' first investment beyond school and their license. And then timing. Maybe they're not licensed yet. They never heard about me, which meant that they probably didn't even know they should be putting money aside to invest in their business. And now they see help. So maybe they may say, I'll come back another time. But one thing that I recognize that everyone who spoke up wanted, or maybe they participated in the comment box or the chat box during the live sessions, or they did a polling or something like that. One of the things that I recognize that everyone wanted who spoke up is that they wanted to stay connected. And at this point, the only thing that I had that they would be exposed to before the Academy for Private Practice are my social media platforms and Instagram. That's it. Like, it was either free content or DTA. And DTA is a high ticketed offer, but it is also a whole business in a box with evergreen content, which means that I am not in the business of creating content for that program, in the course where I always have to update it every single month. Like, I don't teach on social media. I may talk about social media on the coaching call, but I'm not going to put it as part of the curriculum. Okay. So a lot of people that joined DTA, it was really about me nurturing them when they were, you know, connected with me via the podcast, social media platforms, YouTube videos, and so forth. So over time, after, for me, building and enhancing the Dope Therapist Academy program, I started to recognize at the end of 2023 that, yo, this was like a mastermind within itself. If you really think about it, the definition of a mastermind is that like-minded people come together and they help facilitate a very rich discussion to help move each other into the direction that they want to go, like in their business, right? So we all pour into each other. And that's what we do even in DTA. I've actually created all of my programs to be that way. I don't want to be the only one providing resources. Everybody has a gift. DTA is throughout the whole year. Well, when you typically are in a mastermind, it is typically 6 months to 12 months or anywhere in between. I bring on guest people to help up level their back office, their taxes, their money, their 401ks, their cash flow, navigating licensure across multiple states, creating their framework, theoretical orientation, social media. I'm bringing in guest support coaches, alumni that have become support coaches. I update the portal. Not to mention, I show up. Like, it's not where they could just hear my voice in the portal. I actually show up in the group coaching calls. I show up in the Facebook group. We have a Facebook group running all year. All we missing is a live event, but that's why we have the conference, right? So at the end of the day, I was like, wow, like, and I knew this. I give a lot of me, my team, to our community. I knew that. That was my goal of creating the program. But I started to see a shift in my ascension model in terms of how people, if they want to stick in around in our community, how they can learn how to build a profitable one-on-one solo practice infrastructure, back office. Then if they want it more, they can go to my CE workshops. They can join if I have memberships on digital products, which we do now again. You know, they can do that. But at the end of the day, we want to make sure that their first stream is streaming. So for a while, DTA was always known as the Bachelor's Program. Our intimate one-to-many live events was always known as the Master's Program. The Mastermind was always known as the Doctoral Program, right? You see, it like the cohorts are going to get smaller and smaller in terms of intimacy because they get more access to me and my team and potentially live events, but also, as people go up the ladder, we're getting more and more specific with who should be in those groups, right? And so I realized in this moment that I needed to create another bachelor's program before DTA, before, right? So DTA is now going to be known as the master's degree, your whole private practice business in a box. I've spent a lot of time with therapists. And I know that I've been testing a lot of stuff out. So if you're in the DTA community, if you know, you know, you know that DTA isn't a program to play with. You know, we do a lot, right? But after team meetings, ideas from me and my team members throwing them back left and right for over a year now, and having those deeper conversations that I desire to have with a community of bomb therapists that I can share my deep, deep beyond the podcast journey with, but I can also combine the journey that I've been on from, I'm gonna say grad school all the way to now, life lessons, how to work life, integrate my entire business and my personal life. What if I were to integrate that journey and life lessons with business lessons and private practice startup? Because DTA, it can be a private practice startup. Don't get me wrong. People who have not had a private practice thrive in that program. But some people really, really need to take it slower and work on potentially their mindset first, right? They need to be around people to know that it's safe to invest in yourself. They probably just need to be around us for 30 days and give themselves permission. So I wanted to provide a space to address the concerns of connection, fear, timing, imposter syndrome, and I'm just going to add accessibility. And I honestly needed something that can attract all levels of therapists, and then they start to separate themselves after they go up the quote-unquote ascension model. Ascension model is another word for product suite. Based on what their desires are and their goals, there may be a therapist that they don't desire to have no private practice. They have a job. They love their job, but they want a digital product. Okay, well, then they go into that program, right? So all of this is leading up to the beautiful big announcement. I am opening up a new program called Highly Qualified. That name is just like lit to me, all right? So let me tell you a little bit about the program. And of course, if you want to learn more about it and go ahead and save your spot and sign up, head to the show notes and go to drtk.com/links and just click on Highly Qualified. Why are you highly qualified? Because I want you to learn how to endorse yourself. That's our tagline. Endorse yourself first. If you don't endorse yourself, no one else will. All right. So what's the goal of this program? For one, we are going to talk about you creating an actual syllabus for your life and your business. The goal is that you curate what you want your life to look like, and it can change over time. Everybody got to start somewhere, realistically, but dream big. But then also, how do you curate a business around your life? This is a no fluff deep dive program. I am looking to honestly build very intimate relationships and mentorship with therapists of all levels in this program. Think about it also if you are interested in private practice and you could not join DTA, or maybe you are just hearing about it right now. Think about this as a prerequisite for DTA and honestly just business. If you're already in DTA, could this be a good fit for you? If you in your head, probably. If you are an alumni and you constantly realize that you're in your head, probably, right? Think about it as your personal development mentorship in your pocket on your phone. We are going to be covering things, but not limited to mindset mastery for entrepreneurs. That's what we're going to cover. Perfectionism, limiting beliefs, self-sabotaging yourself, things like that. I'm going to share my personal story, my personal journey, but I'm going to make it applicable to various levels of therapists, depending on what season you are in your business. Because I have not, even though I'm fully transparent, I have not disclosed every single chapter of business out of 400 plus episodes on my public podcast. Okay. So also I want you to note, just because you already have a private practice, we all know it don't make you a business owner. You may be an entrepreneur, but a business owner is an identity. Okay. So if you are battling with perfectionism, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, we got you. If you want to work on actually branding yourself with your niche, we got you. If you want to just slow down the conversation and really focus on what does it truly take just to actually start a private practice, like startup process, what is my niche? What is my 1 year, 12 month vision? Not 5 year, I ain't there yet. Let me just see if I could be committed for a 1 year vision first. What are the basic tools that I will need so that I can decide how I want my private practice to look? Okay, maybe I want to connect with other people who are at various levels, but maybe they working with perfectionism, right? And what if I told you that all of this is accessible on your phone? So it will be delivered via what you're listening to right now, a podcast feed. So this is what we're going to do. We will deliver epic podcast episodes that are sometimes some picker-uppers. Sometimes it may be 5 minutes. Sometimes it may be 30, 15. Sometimes if it's so deep, it might be 45 minutes, right? But my goal is, when I first, you know, thought about this idea, is I don't want to have a cap on what I give you. There's no cap. So I'm going to keep pouring into the podcast program until I feel like I'm done. And if you know me by now, or you've been around me online, right, you can probably get a taste that I probably am never done, because I am always evolving. My clients are always evolving, right? So does that mean that everything will be via audio? Not necessarily, but what I wanted to do is remove any barrier. Because one of the metrics that we look at, even for our boot camps, is how many people are watching live versus recorded. And if I were to say that there were 1,000 views on a YouTube video on our boot camp day 1, 2, 3, or 4, or maybe day 5 if it's a longer boot camp, literally 10 to 20% of people watch it live. The other 80 to 90% are watching it later. And some of them aren't able to get through the whole video, because typically when I do it live, there's interaction, so it slows things down. I want to be your mentor in your ear throughout the entire month, not just one time. There won't be any live calls. I don't want to create any type of schedule conflict than what you already dealing with. Now, some episodes are going to have handouts. Some episodes are going to potentially have a video, or maybe even a slide deck, or even a workbook based on what I am talking about. But if you want to learn more about this epic, highly qualified, endorse yourself new program, then you definitely want to go to the link in the show notes and check it out. Now, this is the bonus. And at the time of this recording, it is February 2024. So I'm saying that those who join, usually when people join stuff that I have first, they always get grandfathered in, and I honor when they join based on whatever bonuses are offered. Now, this is something that I'm about to tell you that I've never done before. So the investment when you come into the program is equivalent to you paying probably, I don't know, $12 a month, right? So you can do the annual program, one-time fee only, not every year. You don't have to renew. One-time payment, one-time fee, you in there, right? Or you can do what's called a three-pay. Now, granted, if you choose a three-pay, meaning you put a deposit down, and then your card is billed on file every 30 days for 2 additional payments. If for whatever reason you are unable to make your payments, you do lose access. But we know that that's not going to happen, right? I have made this a no-brainer. A no-brainer. One-time fee for right now in February of $297. No-brainer. $297, right? To work on you for as long as you need to, okay? So if you have to do a three pay, then it's $111 for 3 payments, which is about $40 to $50 more. Same perks. Now, that's not even a bonus. The bonus is, if you have not joined DTA and you plan on joining DTA, we will give you more details in the podcast program, in the show notes. We'll elaborate on this later on. But what we are going to do right now, if you join right now, is we will have your name and the date that you joined. And if you, let's just say, join DTA 3 months from now, you will be able to use either a percentage of your credit, 50%, toward your deposit for DTA just by being in the program, or if you give us, and we have to review it first, if you submit a video testimonial of how you have evolved and became highly qualified because you endorsed yourself in this program, and we will give you the questions to ask. We will show you how to record it with instructions. We will review it. And if it passes, like, yo, we can use this. This is great, because we want to share these gifts with other people. Guess what? You will get a 100% coupon, meaning when you sign up for DTA, you can apply the entire amount. So if you paid $297, you can apply that toward your pay in full or your payment plan for DTA. This is lit. This is lit, right? And this is all for you. Because think about it. When you go into business, I want you to think about even a testimonial. This is what blows my clients' mind. I'm like, everything I give y'all is not just for me and the company. It's actually for you. If I ever put a challenge together and I say, I want you to do this on video, put it on social media, send us over the link. I'm showing you how to record a video, do something that's going to heighten your expertise to your community. You're going to say out loud your journey. You're going to tell yourself and reward yourself with how well you've been treating yourself for your evolution. And then you get paid for it. Like literally, I feel like you're paying yourself when you do the video testimonial. It is a no-brainer. I would hope that even if you're already in DTA, you should just put in a testimonial anyway, just to see the before and the after. All right. So again, our new program, our bachelor's program, highly qualified, endorse yourself, is now open for enrollment. Okay, now this is epic because this is dropping on Monday right after we close the doors to DTA. If you're wondering when DTA will open up again, it will be a little over 2 months. We're not going to keep it a secret, but it will be in the early spring, right? But as of right now, we want to open up a window where I can come in to that highly qualified community and via the lessons plus the Telegram group, let's dig deep so that you can grow your business, your mindset, and your life. All right. So go ahead and sign up for Highly Qualified. Go to drtk.com/links. And listen, as soon as you get in, snapshot it in the DMs and say, yo, I'm in there. Tag me. Head over to Telegram. Check your confirmation email. Now, quick thing. When you sign up for this program, please make sure that you read the thank you page. Write down our customer service email address, because from time to time, your email may go to your junk, it may go to your spam, but look there for your receipt and your confirmation email, because you're going to be given instruction of how to access the Telegram group. And I want you to run over there and talk about how excited you are to be in this epic program. It has been a long time coming, but I wanted to make sure that this program was as close to perfection as I can get it. So let's get it. I'm super excited. I will see you in Highly Qualified and in the next podcast episode. Bye. Fire me up. You just finished another epic episode of the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. Now, I know what you're thinking. That flew by way too fast. So if you want more, please head down to the show notes for additional abundant resources. And if you're looking for a new tribe of abundant therapists just like yourself to connect with me on Instagram at Dr. TK Psych. Until the next episode, live abundantly.